I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In Kenya, so few resources are available to those who suffer from mental illness that some are locked up by family members in their own homes. Little data is available on the subject in the East African nation, but here's a glaring statistic. According to the African Mental Health Foundation, there are only 79 working psychiatrists in Kenya. 79 for the whole country. That's one for every 500,000 people. One woman is trying to change that, though, as Emily Johnson reports from Nairobi.
Satawa Wafula looks fabulous. Even when she's working in her small, bare office on the outskirts of Nairobi, she makes a statement with bold earrings and bright colors. She's become a poster child for a marginalized group here, those with mental health issues. Wafula says it helps to look put together.
By being able to stand in front of people and look beautiful and be able to be eloquent in my speech, and then I've had people sit back and say, wait a minute, you have a mental health condition, you have epilepsy, and you look so cute.
Wafula has bipolar disorder, as well as epilepsy, a condition strongly associated with mental illness here in Kenya. Her epilepsy diagnosis came first when she was a teenager. Then a traumatic sexual assault sent her into a downward spiral.
I started getting seizures when I was 17 years old. That's the last year of high school. Then when I finished high school, I got raped. I got really, really depressed. I was suicidal. I didn't have anyone that I would talk to and tell what had happened to me.
Wafula was fired from a job when she had a seizure in front of a client. But Wafula considers herself fortunate compared to Kenyans whose families don't have the means to get them treatment for mental health issues.
The people who their neighbors don't know they have a brother or a sister because they've never seen that brother or sister because this child is locked up. Even when they get to adulthood, they're locked up.
As she began learning how to manage her conditions, she found an outlet, and through it, a purpose.
Eventually, I opened a blog, and I started sharing about how I feel, sharing about my good days, my bad days, and people started responding.
Wafula's blog also caught the attention of Google Africa when she entered and won a competition for people who've used the web to transform lives. She used the $25,000 prize to start My Mind, My Funk, a free SMS service for people with mental health conditions. It launched last September. Kenyans can text in for free from any service provider. Some ask for general information on mental health. Those texts get an automated reply. But urgent cries for help get a more personal response.
The reason why I'm calling you is that you sent a text to 22214 and you had written that you needed to talk to someone, so please talk to me.
Therapist Grace Mogaka is working from a food court at an upscale mall in Nairobi. A database open on her laptop shows a list of desperate text messages. Hi, I need to talk to someone. Help. Hello? I think I am depressed. What should I do? Hello, I really need help. I'm in hell. To call this a hotline is not exactly right. Mogaka is the only therapist on duty, and it can take her weeks to work through the backlog of messages and call people back. But it's the only free resource of its kind in Kenya.
People who send text messages saying that they are suicidal, what I've discovered is many a times is that they've attempted suicide previously. And the average response is that they've attempted suicide like twice.
With many of Kenya's young people struggling to find work, financial problems are a common refrain. One such caller was Kobi Akume. An illness left him mostly blind at the age of 19. And 4 years later, he'd nearly given up hope of a career.
Depression. Let me use the simplest term we use in Kenya, stress. I found myself a bit alone and lonely, so I got a bit depressed and wanted to take away my life.
But one night last year, he heard Satawa Wafula on TV, talking about her SMS service. When Kume texted the hotline, Grace Mogaka called him back. He credits her with giving him back a sense of hope and purpose. They're still in touch today. He feels lucky, he says, that he found help.
One of my friends is now gone. We buried him last week and he hanged himself.
Official numbers on Kenya's suicide rate are hard to come by, but My Mind, My Funk has received nearly 13,000 messages in the half year since its launch. Attempting to meet this vast need is a struggle for Wafula, who's managing her own conditions every day.
It's a juggle between the work I'm doing and taking care of myself, because then taking care of myself is a whole job description in itself. So I try as much as possible also not to take people's issues to heart.
What Wafula does take to heart are the small victories. She's seen a shift in the conversation about mental illness, thanks in part to her openness about her own struggle. You can find her on Twitter, leading a conversation under the hashtag MHKE for Mental Health Kenya, taking on stigma one tweet at a time. For The World, I'm Emily Johnson in Nairobi, Kenya.
Emily's story is part of a new reporting project here at The World featuring stories about raising the status of women. Next week, we'll be focusing on access to reproductive care. Listen into The World all next week and stop by pri.org/womenslives for more.